Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Okay. Tam mopayatam pratiyantu vipra ganga chadevi drita chitta vishe dvijo prasrishta kurkas takshako va dashatvam gayata vishnu gata. O brahmanas, Voyez voir, quite understandable. Quel serpent I lay on quelque autre creation magique du Brahmana, mais mourant aussitôt, mon seul désir est que vous continuez de chanter les gloires de Vishnu. Is it understandable? Because I don't mind, I don't need to read it in French. But, vous comprenez? Okay, I'll tell you what. Well, let me just continue. Sitôt, c'est tout entier donné au pied. Prenez au lotus du Seigneur suprême, on cesse de craindre la mort. De plus, l'atmosphère créée par la présence des grands dévots du Seigneur sur les rives du Gange, ainsi que l'abandon complet du roi au pied, prenez au lotus du Seigneur, suffisait pour garantir le retour de Maharaj Pariksit en ce demeure original dans le royaume absolu. I can just, if someone could just bring my, it's on the table by the computer. It's a tablet.
Tablet, okay.
Yeah. Devant il, libre de toute appréhension face à la mort. Punastipu yad bhagavatyamante, vati prasangas chatarasha insho. Mahatsu yam yam upiyami srishtim maitriyastu sarvatra namo dvijaya donne way. So you just read the translation. Oops.
Alors, traduction. Ô Brahmana, veuillez voir en moi une âme tout entière soumise, et que Mère Gange, qui représente le Seigneur, me tienne également pour telle, car j'ai déjà étreint en mon cœur les pieds pareils au lotus du Seigneur. Que le serpent ailé, ou quelque autre création magique du Brahman me mordent aussitôt. Mon seul désir est que vous continuez de chanter les gloires de Vishnu.
Ok. Purport.
Sitôt que l'on s'est tout entier donné aux pieds pareils au lotus du Seigneur suprême, on cesse de craindre la mort. De plus, l'atmosphère créée par la présence des grands dévots du Seigneur sur les rives du Gange, ainsi que l'abandon complet du roi aux pieds pareils au lotus du Seigneur, suffisait pour garantir le retour de Maharaj Parikshit en sa demeure originelle dans le royaume absolu. Ainsi devint-il libre de toute appréhension face à la mort.
That was that 15 or 16?
It was 15.
15. Okay, so read 16.
Donc maintenant le verset 16. Et réitérant mon hommage à vous tous, ô Brahman, je prie pour que, s'il me faut renaître en cet univers matériel, je puisse concevoir un attachement indéfectible pour le Seigneur Shri Krishna, aux puissances infinies, que je puisse également obtenir la compagnie de ses dévots et entretenir une relation amicale avec tous les êtres.
Oui,
ok. Purport. Maharaj Parikshit explique ici que le dévot du Seigneur est le seul être parfait. Car, eut-il de nombreux ennemis, il n'est lui-même l'ennemi de personne. Par ailleurs, bien qu'il ne nourrisse envers eux aucune animosité, il n'aime pas vivre au contact d'Abhakta, mais recherche plutôt la compagnie des autres dévots du Seigneur, ce qui est tout à fait naturel. Les oiseaux de même espèce vivent ensemble. Qui se ressemblent, s'assemblent. Et par-dessus tout, la préoccupation première du Bhakta est de connaître un attachement parfait pour Shri Krishna, le Père de tous les êtres. De même qu'un fils fidèle à son Père montre des sentiments amicaux à l'égard de ses frères, le dévot du Seigneur, en fils fidèle du Père suprême, Shri Krishna, voit tous les êtres selon le lien qui les unit au Père suprême. Or, celui-ci s'efforce de ramener à une condition plus saine ceux parmi ses fils qui se montrent rebelles envers lui, en sorte qu'ils reconnaissent en lui le Père suprême. Maharaj Parikshit s'acheminait certes vers le royaume absolu, mais il pria pour que même s'il devait revenir en ce monde, ce soit dans les conditions de vie les plus parfaites. Le pur Bhakta ne désire pas même la compagnie d'un aussi grand personnage que Brahma. Il lui préfère celle d'êtres insignifiants qui soient des dévots du Seigneur.
Mm-hmm. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravan Pachari Nirvishesha Shunyavati Bhastrachari Shatari Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vajkapaturithyas Jagrita Sindhu Gerja Padidana Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namonava. So, devotees, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Devo. What? Otu Devo. Otu Devo. Thank you for coming this morning.
Merci de venir aujourd'hui.
You want to use this?
No.
Okay. I chose these verses because they're very, like, favorite verses of mine.
Il a choisi ce verset parce que c'est un de ses versets préférés.
Why? This is Maharaj Parikshit when he has just arrived on the banks of the Ganges.
C'est lorsque Maharaj Parikshit vient juste d'arriver sur les rives du Gange.
He's just found out about the curse.
Il vie. Il a, il vient juste d'apprendre qu'il a subi une malédiction.
And he made a decision to do this.
Il a pris une décision de faire cela.
Just sit in a sacred place and prepare for death.
De s'asseoir dans un endroit sacré afin de se préparer à la mort.
And we can see his mood. It's a very perfect mood for a devotee.
Et on voit son état d'esprit qui est un état d'esprit parfait pour un dévot.
Let anything that, whatever Krishna desires, let that happen.
Que tout ce que Krishna désire, eh bien, que ça soit ainsi, que ça se passe ainsi.
Not that I have my plan and I must fulfill my plan.
Et non pas que j'ai mon plan et je dois réaliser mon plan, mon projet.
And if Krishna has another plan, that doesn't matter because I must do my plan.
Donc, si Krishna a un autre plan pour moi, eh bien, c'est pas grave parce que moi j'ai mon plan.
This is typical mentality for materialistic people.
Ça, c'est la mentalité typique des matérialistes.
So we see that he's just, he's even accepting, if Krishna wants me to die, good, I will take that.
Donc on voit qu'il accepte, ben si Krishna veut que je meure, eh bien d'accord, il n'y a pas de problème, je ferai.
And indeed, just shortly before, because this, yeah, just shortly before, the father of the boy who cursed him to die came and told him about the curse.
Oui, et juste précédemment, le père du garçon est venu lui dire qu'il avait une vie.
Maharaj Parikshit did not know he had been cursed.
Et Maharaj Parikshit, il ne savait pas.
So
the
father came and said, look, you know, I'm very sorry. My son did a very wrong thing. He cursed you to die. And so the father said, if you want, I will remove the curse. Because it was, it's a nonsense curse. But Maharaj Parikshit said, I think it is the will of the Lord. The Lord was thinking that I am so attached to my wealth and my family and everything, that he will not be able to take me out of this situation unless he does something drastic.
Le Seigneur pense que je suis tellement attachée à ma famille, à mon royaume, à mes richesses, que je ne pourrai pas me détacher à moins qu'il fasse quelque chose de complètement drastique, quelque chose de très sévère.
So there has to be this heavy curse.
Donc la malédiction doit être une très grosse malédiction.
Just think if you were in that situation.
Mais imaginez-vous dans cette situation.
And you find out that you have been cursed to die in a few days, and it will happen.
Et vous apprenez que vous avez reçu une malédiction pour mourir dans quelques jours, et que ça va effectivement se passer.
And then someone said, listen, I can remove that and you can just carry on living.
Quelqu'un arrive et dit, je peux enlever cette malédiction pour que tu puisses continuer à vivre.
What would your decision be?
Quelle serait votre décision?
Well, we know what the average person would think.
On sait ce que les gens moyens penseront.
But Maharaj Parikshit is a different, he's a devotee. Of course, there are devotees on different levels. He's on that level. We are on a different level. Nous sommes en
différents
niveaux.
Okay. So, but he just immediately said, don't remove the curse.
Oui, il a dit aussitôt, immédiatement, non, n'enlevez pas cette malédiction.
It is the will of the Lord, I must accept it, I want to accept it.
Non, non, si c'est la volonté du Seigneur, je vais l'accepter et je veux l'accepter.
But, let me prepare.
Mais, je dois me préparer.
So he immediately left everything and here he is now on the banks of the Ganges. And all these saintly people have assembled there from all over the universe. Because they know he's going back to Godhead. They want to see him go.
Parce qu'ils savent que Maharaj Parikshit va retourner au monde spirituel, et ils veulent voir l'ascension de Maharaj.
So, but Maharaj Parikshit, it's very amazing. He's saying that, you know, I meant to have some days, like a week, before the snake bird comes and kills me.
Donc Maharaj Parikshit pensait qu'il allait avoir quelques jours avant que le serpent vienne le mordre.
But I don't mind. Let the snake come now.
Mais je m'en fiche, le serpent peut arriver maintenant.
No problem. The only thing I want, there's one thing I really want.
Il y a une chose que je veux véritablement.
That all you devotees assembled here, so many of you, just keep chanting the glories of Krishna.
Que tous les dévots ici présents ensemble.
You know, we see the contrast in the nature of the devotee and the non-devotee in a pastime in the ninth canto.
Oui, dans le neuvième chant du Shrimad
Bhagavatam,
on voit le contraste entre l'attitude d'un dévot et d'un non-dévot.
Devasa Muni curses Maharaja Parikshit. Devasa Muni had arrived, but Maharaj Amrish offered, "Would you like something to eat?"
Devasa Muni était arrivé et Maharaj a demandé, "Est-ce que tu aimerais quelque chose à manger?"
It's a long story. But. Of course, Maharaj Parikshit was doing a special fast.
Maharaj Parikshit, Ambarish Maharaj était en train de jeûner.
And he had to finish the fast by a certain time.
Il devait à un moment donné arrêter de jeûner, rompre le jeûne.
In order for the maximum benefit to be there.
Pour avoir le maximum de bénéfice.
And because it was for the well-being of all the citizens.
Parce qu'il jeûnait pour le bien-être de tous les citoyens.
If he waited till after Devasa Muni had eaten, the time for breaking the fast would have finished.
S'il avait attendu que Devasa Muni mange, l'heure pour rompre le jeûne aurait été finie.
So he has to. Devasa Muni wanted to take a bath, then come back and eat. Maharaj Ambarish had to take something before. So he took advice from the Brahmins. They said, just drink some water. So he drank a little water. Because, you know, when a guest comes, even if it's a guest you don't like, you have to deal with them nicely and offer them something to eat and drink.
Donc, la règle, la coutume, c'est que quand il y a un invité qui vient à la maison, même si c'est quelqu'un que vous n'appréciez pas, on doit lui offrir quelque chose à manger.
So, And you know, the etiquette is, you as the host, you cannot take something before the guest.
L'étiquette veut que celui qui reçoit ne doit pas manger avant que l'invité
This is like very serious part of social etiquette.
Oui, donc c'est très sérieux, mais c'est partie de l'étiquette sociale.
Anyway, okay, so the Brahmins told Maharaj Amrish, there will be no offense.
Le Brahman a dit à Ambarish Maharaj, ne vous inquiétez pas, il n'y aura pas d'offense.
So Devasmani had a bath and came back.
Donc Devasmani est allé prendre son bain, puis il est revenu.
And by his mystical powers, he understood. Maharaj Amrish has taken something. And he became extremely angry. How can you take something before me? It is inconceivable. It is such a big apparat. There is only one proper result for you. You must die. You took prasadam before me. That's so bad. Only thing is, you must die. This is an overreaction. Just imagine if Maharaj Amrish stole his samosa. So this is Devasmani, he's just too, you know, oversensitive. Yes, so he pulled a hair out of his head, threw it on the ground, and a fiery demon came. And came to attack Maharaj Amrish. And what did Maharaj Amrish do? He just stood there and folded his hands. And he just prayed to the Lord, whatever you want, my Lord, let it happen. And the Sudarshan Chakra came and destroyed the demon. And then turned to attack Devasmani. So Maharaj Amrish was in danger of losing his life, and we see how he responded. Now Devasmani is in danger of losing his life. How did he react? Did he also take shelter? Question. No. He ran.
Il s'est précipité, il a couru.
Save me. Yeah. And you know, he approached different demigods. You got to help me.
Il a approché différents devas pour demander de l'aide.
They all said, oh, this is the weapon of the Supreme Lord, there's nothing we can do.
C'est l'arme suprême du Seigneur, il n'y a rien qu'on puisse faire.
Eventually approached Lord Shiva.
Et finalement, il a approché le Seigneur Shiva.
And Shiva said, oh, you know, I can't help you.
Et Shiva lui a répondu, je ne peux pas t'aider.
It's the weapon of the Supreme Lord. Go and approach him.
Comme c'est l'arme suprême du Seigneur, il faut l'approcher directement.
So that's what Devasmani did.
Et c'est ce que Devasmani fit.
Anyway, and then an interesting thing happened.
explique une chose intéressante, très intéressante.
So now he's praying, speaking to the Lord.
Donc il parle au Seigneur.
Please be merciful. You're merciful to those who are in difficulty.
Je t'en prie, sois compatissant, sois miséricordieux, puisque tu accordes ta miséricorde à ceux qui sont dans la difficulté.
You have a very merciful heart.
Tu as un cœur rempli de compassion.
So with your merciful heart, please be kind to me because I am in great distress.
Avec ton cœur plein de compassion, sois généreux, sois gentil avec moi, parce que je suis dans un grand malheur.
And the Lord replied, you're right. I have a very merciful heart.
Tu as raison. Effectivement, j'ai un cœur rempli de compassion.
But there is a problem with my heart.
Mais il y a un problème avec mon cœur.
I do not have my heart any longer.
Je n'ai plus mon cœur. Mon cœur n'est plus à moi.
I've given it to my devotees.
Je l'ai donné à mon devotee.
So if you want some mercy from my merciful heart, you have to approach my devotee. You must go back to Maharaj Ambarish. So, anyway, that's very nice how the Lord explains things. We were particularly focusing on the difference between the devotee when he or she is in great danger or the non-devotee when they are in great danger.
Donc là on voit bien, on porte son attention sur les dévots qui sont en grand danger et les non-dévots qui sont en grand danger.
So we see it very vividly in that particular story.
Et cette histoire illustre bien cette différence.
And now here we have Maharaj Ambarish, and his mood is the same. I mean, we have Maharaj Parikshit, and his mood is just the same as Maharaj Ambarish. Just whatever the Lord wants.
Tout ce que le Seigneur veut.
Yeah, and for you, you want to help me? Okay, just continue chanting the glories of the Lord. Oops. Then in the next verse, 16, he sort of develops the point further. You know, I would like to go back to Godhead.
Je voudrais repartir dans le royaume spirituel.
But if I must take birth again in this world,
mais si je dois renaître en ce monde,
I'll accept.
Je vais accepter.
Whatever, you know, whatever. But if I have to take birth, I would like certain conditions.
Oui, mais si je dois renaître dans ce monde matériel, j'aimerais imposer certaines conditions.
Three conditions.
Trois conditions.
Complete attachment to the Lord.
Un attachement complet au Seigneur.
Association with his wonderful devotees.
L'association avec ses dévots merveilleux.
And nice relationships with the non-devotees.
Et de bonnes relations avec les non-dévots.
So, for someone who's a great devotee like Maharaj Parikshit, generally, even the non-devotees appreciate.
Pour un grand dévot comme Maharaj Parikshit, même les non-dévots apprécient.
You know, sometimes the non-devotees, some non-devotees, do not appreciate devotees.
Oui, parfois les non-dévots n'apprécient pas les devotees.
But, I mean, particularly the neophyte devotee.
Et surtout les débutants.
I remember, you know, distributing books on the street.
Je me rappelle quand je distribuais des livres dans la rue.
Take a book. And the person says, no. I said, no, take a book. No. Same person. No, you must take a book. No. You see, if you don't deal with them nicely, then their attitude will not be good. But as Srinivas Acharya says about the six Goswamis, Dira Adira Jana Priyo Priyakaro. The six Goswamis were dear to the pious people and the impious people. They all loved the six Goswamis because their characters and their ways of dealing were so nice. There's one devotee, disciple of Prabhupada, named Giriraj Swami. And his parents were very angry that he became a devotee. His father offered him, I will give you $1,000,000 cash. You just stop being a Hare Krishna. Giriraj Swami did not stop being a devotee. So the parents were just not happy. But one time they went to visit him. He was living in Bombay, he was temple president. They came to visit him in Bombay. And they were sort of like, they were not happy. But then they met Prabhupada. And they had a whole darshan with Prabhupada. And at the end of the darshan, they were completely different. And they were very positive and friendly, and they thanked Prabhupada for helping their son. And then they left. And Giriraj Swami, he was amazed by the transformation. And he said to Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, everyone loves you. Prabhupada said, yes, that is because I love everyone. So like this, we, you know, of course we are not on the level of Prabhupada. But we must follow in his footsteps as nicely as we can. And then gradually our characters, what we are as persons, that will gradually transform. Yes, so therefore the devotee, even though the devotee doesn't want to get mixed up in the company and the activities of the non-devotee, but still he or she remains very friendly and very nice with the non-devotees. And tries in suitable ways, when possible, to help them to become devotees. He knows it's like dealing with children. The devotee knows.
montrer comment agir avec les enfants.
With children, it's very hard to use logic and explain why it's better than doing what they feel they want to do.
Avec les enfants, on ne peut pas utiliser la logique, mais c'est plus ce qu'ils ressentent.
Because the children, they feel they want to do certain things.
Parce que les enfants, ils ressentent le besoin de faire quelque chose.
So it takes great sensitivity and Krishna consciousness and intelligence to help children. I remember I was sitting on an airplane in Johannesburg Airport. Next to, and one young mother, you know, 25 or 30 years old, she came and sat right in the seat immediately before with her little preschool son.
Et une jeune maman de 25 ans est juste venue s'asseoir devant Maharaj avec son petit garçon.
And the petit garçon, he was looking out the window.
Ce garçon est regardé par la fenêtre.
Next to us, there was a red plane. Plane. We're sitting on a plane.
Et juste en face, il y avait un avion.
And he's looking. He said, "Mama, I want to go on the red plane." And Mama said, "That's okay. We're going on this plane." And the boy said, "But Mama, I want to go on the red plane." And Mama said, "Okay, next time we'll go on the red plane." And the little boy said, "Mama, I want to go on the red plane now." And before long, the petit garçon, he was just, he had a sort of a breakdown. Yeah. So the materialistic people are like that in many respects. Prabhupada says here, the devotee tries to bring these people to a saner stage.
Prabhupada dit que le dévot essaie d'amener ces gens à un état plus sain.
Yeah. In other words, they are not sane at the moment.
Cela veut dire qu'ils ne sont pas sains.
So of course we, you know, we're trying to be devotees or become devotees. But sometimes we get a little insane also. And we think that maybe I can be happy in material life. I tried before, but I was younger. I wasn't so intelligent in how to do things.
Quand j'étais jeune, j'ai essayé, mais j'étais peut-être pas suffisamment intelligent.
But now, you know, I have more experience and I'm more capable. I think I could enjoy. This is a little insanity. So these are very beautiful prayers, actually. And we should follow in the footsteps of Maharaj
Parikshit.
He knew he was going to die in 7 days. We also should know we are going to die, although we don't know exactly when. But we should at least be clear it is going to happen. And in the same spirit, we should take shelter of the Lord. Please give me mercy. And even if I have to take birth again, let me take birth under these circumstances. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki. Devanta Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Go pray with us. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Say too. Ah. Oh. Et non? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a là?
Breakfast?
Breakfast.
Ah oui. And is someone preparing prasadam for?
Yes.
Ah. Yes.
Oh.
Okay. At their place.
Yeah. Means like what? Sort of. What are they?
It's food for seven.
Really, like a meal?
Yes. Yeah, it could be rice and sabji and dal.
Okay, that's nice. Okay. Bien bon. Très bien. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your class, Maharaj. Very inspiring.
Thank you for reminding us of reality.